Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. This evening we welcome Lori Reinert, the Executive Director of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber Foundation and Assistant to the President. And joining her is Lori Hackett of Air Products. Lori is in charge of philanthropy and community relations at Air Products. And also sitting to my right is Frank Facciano from the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber.
Hello again, Greg.
Hello again, and hello to everybody. It's good to have you here this evening.
Yeah, thanks.
The world seems to be run on volunteers, at least half of it. Would you agree?
I would. The more that I dive into our foundation, I've met so many passionate volunteers throughout all of our towns across the Lehigh Valley, and they are really the ones who are behind every project that we see taking place.
Lori, in your work with the Chamber, you see a lot of volunteers.
I do. And, you know, and volunteers don't have any set description or, you know, you can't say, oh, that or profile, that person's a volunteer. The beauty of the Chamber and of the companies in the Valley, small and large, is there's such a spirit and sincerity and commitment to volunteerism. And it's so evident throughout the Chamber.
It's interesting when business functions on money, and all of a sudden you cross the street and you get to this area where it's not about the money. It's more about helping the cause.
Well, the money helps, but the money doesn't stand alone. I think there's so many things that the volunteers do behind the scenes. They get together and talk about the things that that community needs. They're all very unique, different things that they have that they're proud of, and they really get behind raising the dollars that we match. So it's people from all walks of life.
So it's really the currency is 50% of the currency is passion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You know, and I would add it's passion and, you know, you mentioned earlier, yes, certainly business is about the money, but employees that we're hiring and employees that are staying at our companies across the valley have in them a priority to give back. They feel committed and responsible for lifting up this community. And that's what we are blessed to see every day.
And how do you work with the Chamber? What attracted you personally to the Chamber?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I was first drawn to the Chamber, certainly because of its mission and so much opportunity and diversity and chance to be involved. So as a company, it was important that Air Products be involved in the Chamber as a major employer and a big part of this community. But me personally, I saw the commitment, the opportunity to connect our employees, and then for me personally to get so engaged. There are so many councils, regional councils, missions councils, and just a chance to work with like-minded professionals across the valley to accomplish some amazing things.
Now, there's other companies in the valley that do exactly what you do, and it's probably a good opportunity for you to meet other people who do what you do with the Chamber.
It is. We have a lot of committed volunteers who serve on our board, so they are the volunteers, but they're also leading the cause that we're supporting. I'm the staff person, so it's really driven by those board members like Lori that have the idea and the connections, and they want to collaborate with peers and also learn about ways that their business might be able to fill a need or support a cause that they didn't know about before.
And, you know, if I could add into that, we're also better because of our involvement with the Chamber. So, yes, we all come together and we love to help, but I find new and better and different ways to do more things at Air Products that I learn about from my colleagues at PPL and Olympus and Crayola, as well as a lot of the smaller businesses. So I know it sounds cliche, but you know, it's
well, the network works.
Win-win-win-win-win things, exactly.
And as we keep coming back to, and it's noble that the number one thing that our volunteers and our members ask us for is opportunities to build their network and share best practices. Mm-hmm. And that's what you just heard described.
So give me an example of how the Chamber and the Foundation have helped some local companies.
Sure. I think the sense of place and the community development aspect of it. So if you're driving through, let's say, Nazareth, and you see banners that have soldiers that are celebrating people who served from that community. It says where you are, and it gives a nod to some of the history of the community. But then also in the center of the square, there may be landscaping that we've done, so it looks pretty. So maybe you want to stop and sit on the bench and run across the street and grab lunch. So if you're drawn to the community and you want to stop and really look at it because it looks so nice and it has that feeling that you just want to, like, let's get out and check this out. This looks like it might be a cool place. You're more likely to maybe purchase something from one of the mom and pops that are there. Maybe grab lunch, buy a jacket, you know, maybe see some really cool pairs of shoes in the window. So it's
what I'm hearing is the comfortable feeling that you might get inside one of our neighboring communities is provided by, or could be provided by, the chamber.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily things that you would notice if they weren't there. So just all of it together provides that really nice sense of community and spirit and, like, let's stop and check this place out.
And I would add the Chamber Foundation is a beautiful complement to the Chamber of Commerce. So the Chamber Foundation is a nonprofit, and everything that we raise through the Chamber Foundation goes right back out on every main street across the Lehigh Valley. And we do that through a couple more examples. Laurie mentioned the banners. They're, you know, bike racks on picnic tables, holiday decorations, murals on businesses. Anything that you see or do as you drive through any of our communities from across the greater Lehigh Valley into Phillipsburg, anything that you see in some of those downtowns have been provided through the Chamber Foundation, which is such a great compliment to all the good work that the Chamber does throughout
the year. So a lot of times it's the small things that you might see in a little community that the Chamber might be helping out with that make you feel comfortable enough to want to stop and visit some of the businesses.
Yep.
Exactly. So we just had our grant reception, and I'll let these guys talk about it, but we gave 28 checks away for things just like they're talking about to the tune of about $40,000. Take it.
$40,000, 28 projects, and the projects were from community organizations and boroughs across the Lehigh Valley, including, like Lori mentioned, Eastern New Jersey. We're also supporting folks up in Carbon County, and this is the first year, I think, that we're supporting some projects in the Poconos.
Mm-hmm. And the Chambers, I think people think the Chambers absolutely networking and business meetings and, you know, galas for all the regions. There's so much going on. And then there's the beauty of this Chamber Foundation that's doing these small projects that we are so excited to get to know other Chamber members in Carbon County, in the, you know, this side of New Jersey.
Where does the money come from?
Most of the dollars comes from our Chamber member businesses. So we have annual contributions. We have one-time donations or sponsorships for our reception. But we also get smaller donations from the volunteers in each community, as well as the snowball auction every other year.
How many people apply?
Annually?
Yeah.
I would say 50 to 60 applications come in annually. Our grant cycle starts in the spring. We get the proposals back, and our volunteers look through the proposals, and then we have to know how much dollars we raised so that we can put a cap on what we can give. Usually it's around $40,000-$50,000.
And what's nice about the Chamber Foundation grant program is it's a 50-50 match, so the communities themselves can show that, well, they've got $2,000 for the landscaping, and they apply to us for the other $2,000, and together we can make the park in the middle of the town, you know, even better. So it's a wonderful shared.
So if you're giving a grant for $2,000, then in a sense, the community has to have a little skin in the game.
Exactly.
They have to put $1,000 in.
And then that's also seed money. Mm-hmm. And these numbers are really impressive. And then go ahead, Laurie.
So over the last 12 years, we have supported $486,000 from our Chamber member businesses that we were able to raise, but that's leveraged about $12 million.
Okay, that's a huge number.
It's a huge number.
Mm-hmm. And over what period of time?
The last 12 years.
It's awesome. We couldn't be prouder of that. Prouder of the impact, prouder of the leverage and the difference it's making.
So if you're an average person in the Lehigh Valley and you want to see something where there's been impact, where can you direct me?
You can see this money at work in every downtown, every borough, every main street. Like I said, throughout the Lehigh Valley, we've done some things in Albertus, which is on the far western end of the valley. Right now, they're working on some new Christmas things there. The Chamber Foundation started in Bethlehem, the Christmas city, and it was started by the Citizens Christmas City Committee, and it was to raise money for the Christmas decorations for the main street in Bethlehem. And then as we grew and grew over the last few years, we've opened up the program to support similar things on everybody's main street. So maybe in Hellertown, they've just restored their band shell, their park. So now they have music in the park. It's a safe, fun place. It looks beautiful. There's murals. There's lights in the pavilion so that they can bring in bands. They can sell beer. People can come together, get to know their neighbors. So it really feeds on itself. It really, you know, each thing that you do multiplies by 20.
After 12 years, there's 67 municipalities in our footprint, Lehigh, Northampton
right.
County. And after 12 years, I think you would see something that the foundation touched in every one of those communities.
And you might not even know it.
Well, that's the thing. You might not even know it. So thank you for having us on so people can learn more about the program. It's really neat to see the diversity in the projects, too. Each community has a unique history, and they each have a unique project that they're working on. So some might be focused on lighting. This year, Easton is working on a really neat lighting project for the center square. But in the Poconos, they're working on decorating the bridge that links the Nesquehoning to the next town over. So just that kind of thing that's just different to each community.
There's a lot to keep track of.
There is.
In terms of who gets what and what is the benefit.
But again,
that's what I do
Lori,
daily.
She's the director of the foundation, but the board is another 15.
The board is, and the board is folks. Is the leadership. I'm the support
person.
And then
the volunteers beyond that. So just like we're coming full circle, how you started,
yeah.
At least half of this is run by volunteers.
And what's nice also with this program for 12 years, we have a criteria that we use to evaluate each grant opportunity. So we make sure that what we're giving is supported by the community, has the matching money, there's community volunteers, and that it's regional, that the dollars get spread across the greater Lehigh Valley.
Not only do we have the foundation, lucky enough to have the foundation, but we have a separate group.
The other thing that Lori Reinert does for us and Lori Hackett chairs for us right now is the Nonprofit and Business Partners Council of the Chamber. It's one of our business and diversity councils. And so this is to bring together small nonprofits,
right.
Mostly. And I'm going to let them talk about it. But really, one of the thrusts of the message is that these need to be run like businesses.
Right,
if you're asking
right.
businesses for money, right. you need to present a business case.
To wind up with the foundation, is there anything more that you need right now?
Well, I wish we had $400,000 instead of $40,000 so that we can make an even bigger impact. But I feel like just being on your show is really helpful so people can know about what we're doing, because like you said, it might go unnoticed. You're driving through, hey, that looks nice, but nobody thinks about where it comes from or who planted the flowers or who pulls the
yeah.
weeds after the flowers are planted. So it's really the pride in the community that keeps them all going.
Terrific. You're listening to On Every Main Street on WDIY, and I'm Greg Caponia. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia, and this evening we welcome Lori Reinert, Executive Director of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber Foundation, and we can throw a nonprofit into that, and Assistant to the President, and Lori Hackett from Air Products is joining us, and along with Frank Fasciano. Tell us about the Nonprofit and Business Partners Council.
Sure. So about 6 years ago, we created a new chamber group, a new council called the Nonprofit and Business Partners Council, because we realized that nonprofits have so many needs and interests and opportunities and gifts that they could bring to the table just like businesses do. Mm-hmm. But they weren't called out, if you will, through the chamber. So we created this council, and it has been fantastic ever since. Half of our board members represent for-profit businesses, and half of them represent nonprofits.
And how do you find the participants?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much interest in this council now. They find us. So many people say, how can I get involved in the council? We have four big activities a year, and the biggest one we have is we have an annual collaboration event in April, and we get at that 300-plus people.
What do you do there?
The theme throughout the year of all of our activities of the Nonprofit and Business Partners Council is collaboration, exactly that. Looking for winning opportunities, creative ways for us to come together. Speaking as a big for-profit, so many people, I think, sometimes see me coming and think, oh, there's our products. We're going to get a big cardboard check from them. But we're so much more than that. We have volunteers. We want to be involved in so many different ways. And this Nonprofit Council gives those groups the chance to come together and just do that very creatively and uniquely in creating really new partnerships.
Everybody's always looking for money, right?
True.
And it's pretty difficult, I would think, to determine who gets what. And the more participants that you have, the more money there is to give. So what would you say to people who are listening, who are thinking about joining this group, and perhaps making a contribution? And it doesn't always have to be money, right?
I think this group's a lot less about money. It's more about relationships. Mm-hmm. Lori talked about her employees being able to find out about the nonprofits through her work with the chamber and this group, but also these organizations support employees. You know, they have all of these things like after-school programs, school lunch programs, mental health support. So all of the things that maybe employers don't think about, that the government doesn't provide, these nonprofit organizations are supporting those employees so that they can get to work.
What would be the major benefit to a business to join this group and help out? How do you see the results coming from a large profit company? What would be your pitch to other companies? Mm-hmm. To join you.
Sure. And again, this would be true, I think, for large or small businesses. You said it earlier. Sometimes people think about the relationship between a for-profit and a nonprofit as just that of a check, just that of contributions. But we want to do so much more. Our employees across the Lehigh Valley are so anxious to get involved and to make a difference. So the Nonprofit Council gives them the chance to learn about what's happening in the Valley, what are the nonprofits, what are they doing together, and how can we get involved? So that's one way. Another way is for some of the smaller businesses, and we've seen this happen, maybe they can't write a check, but you know what they can do? For example, we had Lanta. Every once in a while, Lanta will donate one of their bus wrappings to a nonprofit to advertise an upcoming walk or run or event. That's awesome. The same with billboards and Adams outdoor throughout the Lehigh Valley. So there's so much opportunity, so many things that we all bring. And once we come together, so much comes out of it.
One of the sessions that we had at our collaboration conference was about everyone has something that they can give, whether they work for a multi-million dollar organization or they're just, you know, one person, like maybe a mom and pop shop, and they put their money back into their business, but they still want to contribute in some way. Everybody has something they can bring to the table. Maybe they learned of the best practices piece of it. So maybe they have knowledge of something that they can share to make it easier for others that might
be
in
the thing.
Same position.
So the professional development portions of these events that happen throughout the year, most of the time are presented by businesses. That's one way that they participate. So they're sharing a business practice or a development tool with these nonprofit organizations that may not otherwise have access to.
People feel better when they help their community. It also has a therapeutic benefit I believe. So when a company steps forward and not every company can do this, but when a company steps forward and offers a matching grant or a matching piece to the donation, for example, we're a nonprofit, and every once in a while we'll get money from other companies that they're just matching, and it's so nice to be able to see that type of support.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely something that happens throughout the Valley. I think a lot of companies really celebrate and support that matching opportunity because I know, at least for us, if our employees care about it, you bet we care about it. They're taking time away from work, from their families, to give back to this incredible community, to one of the 1,200 nonprofits. You bet we want to celebrate that and match it.
And that's
it.
Not easy.
Right.
No, it's not. And again, I've said this to you before, but presenting yourself to making a business case for your not-for-profit organization is hugely important, especially mm-hmm. since you're talking to business people most of the time about this. Mm-hmm. And nonprofit is a tax code. It's not a business philosophy. We all have overhead to cover. We all have bills to pay. And so the money raised, I mean, you know, I'm overhead.
Right.
And people don't want their donation to go to overhead. And I'm like, well, that's me. That's Lori. This Lori, not that Lori.
So when you were evaluating a nonprofit to give to, how do you make sure that the money is going to the cause instead of to administrative costs?
I think that was one of the reasons behind creating this council. I think a lot of the folks who get proposals from these businesses that are able to be philanthropic, I think getting to know the people who are asking them for the donations, getting to know the way that organization operates. Do they follow good practices? Are they local? Do they have employees who are interested in the cause? So all of those things, I think this council brings to the table.
I would also add in that sometimes we don't mind supporting the overhead. I mean, you need...
The question, the way you asked it, I have trouble with.
Okay.
Right. Because we celebrate that. The other thing that we have learned through this council from the very first big event we did is, in business, if we want to try a new product line or take a risk, we do it. Sometimes we're rewarded, sometimes we're not. Nonprofits often feel like we can't do that. We can't go out and buy new equipment and start doing interviews out on the street. Like, we don't have the budget for it. It might not work, as an example. And what we can do through this council is say, try it. You know, so those are, we've had some wonderful discussions with nonprofits, encouraging them to maybe take some risks, try to do business a little bit differently, look at maybe some mergers and acquisitions, and how can you come together. They're already partnering. The YWCAs are coming together. The Boys and Girls Clubs are working on projects together. We love that, and we want to celebrate that because that's what we would do in for-profit business.
I could have said it better.
Well, I'm just saying, so we're going to do a bake sale. We made $1,000 and we had 5% overhead. We only spent $50 mm-hmm. to make that $1,000. Or we did another event on a bigger mm-hmm. scale yep. that raised $20,000 and a third of that was overhead, which left us with $15,000. What would you rather do if you were a business? What mm-hmm. would you rather do if you were a nonprofit?
Right. So if you're a company that's a nonprofit that's seeking money, help people get their house in order. What do they need to have put together so that you can make a better evaluation of whether or not they should get money or not?
I think some of the organizations, if they participate and get to know some of the other folks in the room, I think the case is easier for them to argue that their organization is better than your organization. I think they can demonstrate the impact rather than sitting and writing pages and pages of grants to some person that they've never met. I think the relationship piece of it is huge.
And I would also offer that different funders, foundations, companies have different criteria.
Right.
And through this collaboration initiative, we get to know each other. And people know that for us, you know, maybe this is our criteria, but then I meet someone and I say, oh my gosh, this sounds like a perfect fit for the Trexler Trust or PPL Foundation. And so we find ourselves, because we've built these relationships with so many and having such good conversation, that we're just much more connected, and it's much more easier to connect, you know, to put others together.
And the same conversations may just uncover a need for collaboration.
Exactly.
Among nonprofits. I mean, the story of the first chair of the board,
Bill Vogler, so it was Pinebrook Family Answers. They started as two separate entities, got to know each other. They actually collaborated, so it's, you know, half the overhead cost. They merged, so they're one organization serving many more people.
Sometimes it's good for a nonprofit to merge.
It is. We've had programs on it. We've had examples of it.
If it makes sense,
right,
then it makes sense for nonprofit organizations too.
The other thing that the nonprofit, through all of these learnings that this council did, is each year the chamber holds Excellence in Business Awards.
Okay.
And we joined a couple of years ago. The nonprofit council said, we know what makes a really well-run nonprofit. So we now give out, we just had our second one, we join with the chamber, and there is the Nonprofit Business Partners Council Excellence Award given to a nonprofit. Valley Youth House won it in 2018 and 2019. This year, we were proud to present it to Moravian College. So we've laid out the criteria of, are you collaborating, working with others? What's your board governance like? What's your commitment to diversity? All of that.
These are important.
So important. And we know enough to know that these are the highlights. It's not what you bring in, what's your overhead cost, but it's all this other. And we encourage nonprofits to apply. And we were thrilled this year to present it to Moravian College. So deserving. So that will become a tradition as well.
What's the future look like for your nonprofit organization?
I think connecting the community through collaboration, that's our tagline. That's what we really want to do. And you mentioned, how do people get involved? We have a long list of folks who want to serve on our board, but in the meantime, we have some committees. So we have a group who focuses on the arts, and the arts folks get together and talk about how they can work together. So instead of competing for dollars, competing for an audience, competing for people, the performers, they get to know each other. How can we lift up all of the arts community together as a collaboration? We have a group similar with Health and Human Services, so maybe they get together and talk about after-school programs or homelessness, or, hey, these kids don't eat when there's no school. You know, it snows in the winter. How can we all, you know, share resources? So we see food banks sharing resources. We see at our breakfast last year, we had some table topics, and one of the folks said, hey, we have a after-school child program, and we have tickets to the zoo, but we don't have transportation. And you know, somebody's like, oh, I have a bus, so problem solved. So just
to continue
like that,
to expand the conversation and continue to drive excellence among the members of this group, the nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go to find more information?
You can go to the Chamber's website. You can come to Chamber events. We have our annual collaboration breakfast coming up October the 3rd at Coca-Cola Park. It's only 1 hour out of your morning, and you get to meet a lot of folks. You can talk about your organization, so see if there's anywhere that you can work together with somebody else to do better good
All
in
right.
your community.
Lori Hackett, Lori Reinert, and Frank, thank you very much for being with us on Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia, and this is WDIY.